Welcome back to the Sneak Disc Podcast, your weekly podcast on sneaker culture, sports, and other nonsense. This is your guy Ryan, along with the homies Greg and George. Follow us on Twitter at @_SneakDisc. Get at us on our Instagram at @TheSneakDisc. Follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, or find the podcast streaming on YouTube or the website, which is updated daily, thesneakdisc.com. Now, to the Sneak Disc.
Follow us or else.
Three guys drinking beers, talking about sneakers, talking about sports, talking about these HOEs,
talking about these
L's we take every week. So, might as well get right into it. Actually, what are we getting into, guys? What are we talking about?
Let's start off with pickups.
Pickups, what I buy. What are those joints called? I sent the picture of. Adidas. Them German joints. Adidas Boostwitz.
Nazis.
Okay.
Cut that out.
Whatever. Them Adidas Skater Boosts. I copped those.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Palace.
I did cop those.
The Palace.
Not Palace. I copped the Boostwitz.
No, you didn't buy them.
Facts. I can actually show you now. I got them off of Evo. Facts.
I don't never heard of that place.
Where
is it?
Don't worry about it. But I got
exactly.
it. I'm not going to come to the think this and lie. Dude. I got credibility to withhold. I copped those. And last week's pickups got canceled. So right now, your boy is kind of boostless right now. I'm just out here copping anything in these streets. So if you want to help your boy out with some boosts at a nice price, preferably some navies or creams, I'm down for it.
We're going to have to hashtag that, by the way. Boostless.
Boostless.
It's pretty good.
Boostless.
You're not boostless.
What'd you cop, Ryan? One of everything? Oh, took an L. Well, we'll talk about L's after. What'd you cop?
This week, I copped the red two lows. I'm loving those. And I got caught a couple steals on some 29 lows that I picked up.
29 lows?
Yeah.
For what?
For hooping.
Hey, Simple's, his thing when he comes in here is just telling us about what dookie he copped. All right, just go with the flow.
What
here.
Did you buy those for?
For hooping.
You have so many shoes to hoop in.
For the listeners out there, your boy Simple has a bag filled with shoes for every purpose. Rock climbing, softball, baseball, football.
Spinning.
And not the cycling type.
Authentics.
Hooping, soccer, you name it, he owns it. And it's all in one bag, one duffel bag that he carries.
What you cop, George?
Got to be prepared.
I mean, I think I got something yesterday, but I haven't gotten a shipping confirmation yet. So.
What is it? Because you ain't told us.
I did tell you.
What is it?
Oh, Just Don.
Just Don. To restock.
On the Just Don website yesterday.
Wasn't this the guy that says I hate twos?
Twos. And he paid $700 for them. I did not know those were $700.
He now owns Just Don.
Just Don briefcase. Red with the leather hat. If you want that hat, I got you, fam. Price $450.
I seen a geek at Heated Soul Summit.
We both saw
wearing
him.
That. Oh, you saw that guy?
So all y'all check
just
George's
hat.
All y'all check George's eBay for the Just Don twos.
You look for that train of thought eBay. L's took L's on French Blues, which I don't understand how. So sick of taking an L on Nike. I don't know what's up with Nike.
You didn't even try hard.
I tried. I was on it. I mean, I was driving at the exact same time. But I definitely tried to cop those.
Hey, you know, try it online. That's not trying hard.
You know what I didn't realize till yesterday? I could have got a pair of French Blues 12s for you from one of the people, but I totally forgot to even call.
But you out there copping 29 lows. Forgetting about your boy. What'd you take? Well, actually, we could get right into the biggest L of the weekend. All right.
We need the finish line story first.
Which one?
Your finish line story.
Oh, man, them geeks just canceled everything.
We're talking about L's. Yes.
Man, them geeks sent me that email, said everything was canceled, called them. Homeboy said everything was canceled. It is what it is. I got one out of like four items I ordered. So that's an L in our eyes. And he said I get my money back in about 10 days, even though they took my money about 27 seconds. So.
That's a double L.
Making interest on your dollars and
anyways,
they invested them in the next purchase of NMDs.
Well, they could suck this dick. So, anyways, but Heated Soul Summit. Anyways, the Sneak Disc took a big L, at Heat of Soul Summit this weekend.
That's not true.
We took an L. All right.
It was a medium.
It might have been an extra small. It would have been a medium if we stayed for like a couple hours, but we stayed for a very long time. We took an L. And we took trips to Best Buy. Either way, the Sneak Dish tried to give you guys a special edition episode on site from Heated Soul Summit. Problems with the mixer board, you know, got some garbage we rented from Guitar Center, you know. F them, you know, stupid girl. Hey, man, you know.
Guitar Center can eat these feces unless they want to give us a sponsorship. And in that case, we'll talk to you.
Utter nonsense. I tell the girl when I get up there it doesn't work. Literally like, oh, man, that sucks. So either way, didn't get that special episode, but definitely we'll be there next year.
Hope you got that special refund.
We didn't. And no, I didn't. They didn't give me no money back. So Guitar Center, you ain't getting nothing out of me for a while. So anyways, Heat of Soul Summit. All right, event. It was cool. You know, there's a lot of things going on there. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on there that was just good and bad. Not necessarily the event, but, you know, when it comes to you sneakerheads, boy, you guys are not consistent. Because Heat of Soul Summit, and I don't blame them, because the problem is that one year they'll have the event in a really good, decent-sized place and it doesn't pack. It doesn't fill up. This time they have it at like a decent sized place and the entire earth shows up. All right. So you guys got to stay consistent. All right. And there's a lot of things that we noticed. And, you know, shout out to Brendan Napier. You know, he came to our table for pound, told us, you know, something that we need to discuss, which we had already planned on discussing. But we're going to have to work on these sneaker convention etiquette. All right. There is some problems going on at these sneaker conventions of people who have no idea what they're doing. They have no business there.
And, you know, before we go too much further, we probably should give thanks to the Heated Soul Summit crew.
Facts.
For setting us up.
Facts.
Putting us in a good spot.
Putting us in a great spot.
Unfortunately, as was mentioned a little while ago, we had technical difficulties.
Didn't work out, but definitely follow Heated Soul Summit on their Twitter page and website and look for next year's event. So, but they definitely hooked us up. Shout out to Abe. Whoever else is involved, Ritesh, I don't know, Ben had those involved. So he had a prime location in that lobby. So, but one thing at the Sneak Dish we do is talk about sneakers, and we talk about everything sneakers. Now, this next part of it is with regards to any and everything sneaker convention related. There are certain things that you should and you shouldn't do when you show up to a sneaker event. And so many of those things were violated yesterday. So it will all be on the website tonight, because I will definitely post up these top etiquettes of things that you should do and be aware of when you show up to a sneaker convention. All right. So either one of you want to get it started?
Are we going to do this in number order or?
It doesn't matter. Anything. All right. Because I have a few things. All right.
Well, we'll start off with the what I would consider the less offensive issues. I understand some of these kids can't afford to get a table or VIP or whatever it is, but y'all got to chill with these duffel bags full of kicks. And not only that, but bringing a shoe that released the day before.
Oh, God.
A general release to the event and putting it on top of your duffel bag and walking around for 4 hours or whatever it is. No, stop the madness.
Trying to grab 300 out of it.
If your sneaker released on Saturday and you're at a sneaker event on Sunday trying to make money off of it, you are a clown, and that's a fact, all right? It shouldn't have been one French blue in the building trying to get 300, 350 and stuff like that. It's garbage. You know how many times that joint's going to restock? Oh, my goodness. Anyways, Ryan, you got anything to say? You been to sneaker conventions?
I wasn't there. I haven't been to Heat of Soul Summit in a couple years. I meant to go this year, but I had other plans. I think the thing that bothers me is the people that have no idea what current pricing is on shoes, picking things up that you're selling for retail and complaining that you want $200 for a shoe. It's like, I paid $210 out the building for that shoe, and you're complaining because I'm giving it to you 6 months later for $10 less than what I paid for it.
That might be the number one offense.
Oh, man.
Coming out of somebody going to a sneaker event is trying to negotiate retail on retail a product prices. That's sold out at retail stores. All right. You know what? And this goes out to that geek that whoever that one dude is, it was a geek in there wearing the smallest Wranglers ever, wearing whack Legend Blue 11s, picking up everybody's shoe on the table, so shocked at how much they were. I'm going to tell you, I see that cat, the soul might get slapped out of him. And I remember his face, too. I will slap the soul out of him.
Hey, shout out to
I'll slap the Heated Summit soul out of him. Heated Soul Summit out of him.
Shout out to that kid that bought my Hazelnut LeBron 2 years ago, thanks to some smooth talking by Gregory, man. And then spent the rest of Heated Soul Summit trying to slang it.
That kid was probably at this event. Sick of strollers. Let me tell you something.
You told that man, hey, you got to buy these shoes because they match your skin.
He copped them. Man. That's how light skins get. You know, they cop. But anyways, another thing, strollers.
Leave your children at home. Right? At home. Get a babysitter.
I'm the only one up here with kids, so I understand. But if I had to bring my kids, at least my kids that young, I'm not going. I'm just not. That place is not built for a stroller. It was about 99 degrees in there, and I seen newborns in there, all right? No way whatsoever you should have your kids in there. And look, man, I understand. You know what? If you in a wheelchair, okay, look, let me say something, all right?
Stay home.
I'm not going to say stay home, but I'm going to say you need to navigate a much better in that event. There are certain areas. If you're in a wheelchair and you roll through one time and you notice that it was very difficult to get through there, don't come back.
Stay home.
Don't come back through that area. All right. These cats are running over feet, knocking over other.
Creasing up J's.
If you broke your foot last week and you can't use what are those crutches and you need a wheelchair, stay home.
What if you're just actually in a wheelchair?
Hey, man, we ain't talking about them.
I mean,
hey, it seems
actually, you know what? I am, man. All right, this is the sneak diss, all right? I ain't got nothing against anybody in a wheelchair, nothing. But if you roll through an area and you couldn't fit through the first time, why would you come back through there? All right. That place was not built for wheelchairs. It wasn't built for strollers at all. It wasn't built for guys walking through with seven kids. All right. It wasn't.
The biggest problem is not so much that these guys are in a wheelchair or pushing a stroller around. It's that they would leave the stroller laying somewhere in the aisle to look at someone's table full of shoes or stop in their wheelchair to look at someone's table full of shoes. I mean,
garbage.
Are you supposed to have a roll by?
Yeah, you roll
if you're by. If you're in a wheelchair, that's one thing because you can't put the chair somewhere and get out the chair. But if you have a stroller, number one, you probably should have your significant other with you and be able to put the stroller around the corner and have someone stand with the stroller while you're looking at the table. Because pushing the stroller in the way while you look at sneakers and your baby, I don't even know how old the babies were, but I imagine not very old if you're in a stroller while you're looking at shoes is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. You all right? Oh, you better throw up? Man, you better chill out. Man. You been drinking too many of them beers. Anyway.
Number one, if you have kids, you probably shouldn't be at a sneaker event. That's number one.
Well, I have three kids, so I'm going to need you to chill out. Yo, what are y'all doing, man? It's out of control in here. Man. The studio is out of control. Man. It smells like beef jerky in here. All right. Yo. I don't know. You shouldn't have ate that Del Taco.
That bird came from deep down, if you know what I mean.
That came from deep down,
if you know what I mean.
You might want to go get your Bible, all right? Because that came God from somewhere dark. All right? But anyway,
demons out.
Simple need to go to the bathroom and get something checked.
So, anyways, like we said, man, Heated Soul Summit, oh, good event like always, but there are just certain things that just – I mean, if you're out there running around selling shoes – and you don't accept PayPal, you need to walk right back out the exit. All right?
Oh, yes.
Every single person in there selling should be accepting PayPal. All
or right? have a Square.
Well, or some form of electronic payment. Not necessarily something. PayPal, but whatever. Chase, QuickPay, or any of those.
Something.
Any right. of those options.
Everybody walking around selling nothing but GR.
Especially if you're a seller and you have a table. You're a whatever they take to get a table. VIP, seller, whatever. If you're only accepting cash, something is wrong. You need to reevaluate your life.
And have change. All right. I mean, it's just crazy. And for all you people that are brand new who might listen to this and say, hey, I'm thinking about hitting up a sneaker con or a HSS next year or whatever. Look, man, more power to you. We love those events. We like sneakers. It's a place to wear them. It's a place to buy them. You find good deals. You can get rid of stuff that you don't want. Another man's trash is another man's treasure. But please come through and know exactly what you're doing, what you're getting yourself into. This isn't a Foot Locker. This isn't a Champs. Nothing is going to be rare to find something there at retail price. So don't be in there mad. You see something that was $180 in the store and somebody wants $230 for it, all right? At the norm, okay? A lot of these places, it's just like a consignment shop. You see a Air Max whatever for $150 in the store. If it sells out, flies off the shelves, it's going to be $2 something at a sneaker convention. So don't be shocked. Don't be scared. And don't be unaware. So
on that note, were there any notable tables, notable steals, deals at HSS this weekend?
I mean, it might have been. I mean, we really, you know, fooling around with that equipment trying to get the podcast running. We really didn't get to look. I mean, the few times I did walk around, I saw a few things that, like, caught my eye that I had never seen in person. But a lot of the stuff we had either ample opportunities to buy or some of that stuff wasn't even sold out in stores, you know. So, you know, obviously, you know, if you go to our website, thesneakdisc.com, you know that, like, we're eBay champions. So, it's just really hard to sometimes, you know, go to something like that and cop versus, you know, just going on eBay or doing some research and finding it cheaper later. Now, that's not to discourage anybody from going, but, you know, they definitely had a lot of raffles, you know, a lot of things like that, you know. So, more power to the people who won. They gave away a bunch of OVOs, Yeezys, you know, stuff like that. And they had a bunch of those, what are they called? The, like, sneaker machine.
Heat lockers.
The heat lockers. They had a bunch of those and people liked it. But I'm gonna tell you one thing: the table that we were next to, probably the biggest draw at the event was like keychain sneakers. I mean, this guy's table was full the entire time of people that are looking to just buy a Jordan 3 keychain. All right, which they probably most likely don't even have a Jordan 3. All right, you know, so. It's one of those things where, like, you know, hey, I respect the individuals that come in there and bring all those shoes and bring all that product and maybe sell one a day. But, you know, you got to have some respect for the culture, man. You can't go in there haggling somebody, selling something for retail. You can't go in there being disrespectful because something is $40 higher than you want to pay. You can't come in there, yo, are you going to be here later? I'm going to come back. And don't come back. Don't be disrespectful. If you ain't got the money, you ain't copping, don't cop, man. Anyways,
and I don't know if this is the final comment on the subject, but one more. I think I just lost what I was thinking about, but I had one more issue. If I think of it, we'll come back to it.
So, anyways, I mean, like we said, we encourage everybody to go visit. I mean, go to the website at some point if you can. Go to Heated Soul Summit. It's a great event always. It's something that's always in Arizona. I don't know if they're going to take it on the road at some point or anything like that. But, you know, it's something we enjoy. I think this is like the sixth one they've had. This is my fourth I've been to. And like I said, you know, a lot of people there were complaining and stuff like that. But sneakerheads aren't consistent. They have it at a big place. You don't show up. They have it at a smaller place. And you want to bring your uncles and your grandma. And that's another thing, too. I do not like seeing these sneakerheads in there with their grandma. There was a lot of nanas in the building and stuff. A lot of nanas and aunts and tias and stuff like that. Don't have your grandma walking through there. And, yeah, there's some funny smells and a lot of stuff going on in that joint. You should not have no grandma. And you got your local rappers up there talking crazy and stuff like that. Don't have your grandma in a place like that. Tell your grandma to drop you off and come back in 3.5 hours and she'd give you, you know, a little cash or something. But don't have your grandma in there and stuff like that. It's just not a place for her, but man, more power to them. Shout out to them, like always. Like I said, shout out to Abe, Heated Summit Soul. Hooked us up with a table, hooked us up with everything, and we'll never forget it. So we'll be back next year, and hopefully we'll have our podcast, you know, live on site, get to talk to a few different people and see what's going on with that.
So. At one time, weren't they doing two a year? Weren't they doing it?
I feel like they were.
But I feel like that year that you and I went, we went twice in the same year.
It's a possibility. I don't know. I know usually they do it towards the end of the year. I mean, this one seems early.
Was this place bigger than what that gym used to be?
No, it definitely was. Was it bigger than that gym?
No. And I didn't mind the venue, to be honest. There might have just been too many tables in there, to be honest with you.
The venue was nice.
Like, I liked it at the gym, though.
I did, too. It was cool there. And they had the bleachers and stuff like that. But no, I liked the place that it was at. Don't get me wrong. It was just that it was a lot of tables, and I think way more people showed up than, like, typically in the past 2 years. So, I mean, that place was packed to where you couldn't even walk at some point. Like, it was just to the wall. you know, so.
To the window?
The issue that I was going to bring up, the last issue, these streetwear t-shirt designers need to stop, man. Streetwear went out. I mean, Stussy was around when I was in junior high school, all right? And that was probably one of the original streetwear brands. Stussy's still making shirts and whatnot, but why are people – you see what Kith and Simple's Grails, Fear God, and some of these companies that are successful now are doing. Why are you still making tank tops and heavy cotton t-shirts that are 18 sizes too big when you know that's not what sells anymore?
You have to pay attention to the trends. If you see longer t-shirts are in, make your streetwear designs on longer t-shirts. Stop using that sandpaper cotton. And look, man, I understand the t-shirt. What's that company? Gildan? I understand the company's shirts might be from Gildan, but take that Gildan tag off, all right? I don't think any clothing company still has a tag hanging on their shirts anymore. I think every shirt is tagless.
Hey,
now.
You know who printed on Gildan? All the Yeezy Life of Pablo stuff. So now, cats, everybody's going to be printing on Gildan. But take yourself down to American Apparel. Get yourself some American Apparel shirts.
Wait a minute. All the Kanye stuff was on Gildan
all
t-shirts?
All the Kanye stuff was on Gildan t-shirts. In fact, when I was in Pound for Pound last weekend, Napier was saying that they bought a bunch of stuff from the New York pop-up shop and sold it, and were getting emails accusing them of selling them fake products because it was on Gildan shirts. That's what they printed all of the Life of Pablo merchandise on.
And you know what? Look, man, we love Kanye. We love his music. We love his sneakers. We do, all right? But you can't get on there having these crazy rants about designing clothes and selling clothes, and that stuff is on Gildan t-shirts. You could go to Rainbow and cop about 7 Gildan t-shirts for about $10, all right, and a pack, all right? So no more Gildan shirts. We love anybody out here making clothing, entrepreneurs, anything like that. You got something you want us to rock or wear? We'll wear it. But we're just saying, I really hated to see a table full of people who had, like, not bad-looking shirts. The shirts didn't look bad. The logo was cool. They had a few hats that were cool. But I didn't see anybody buying anything. Now, that could be something that has to be a problem with the consumer, the type of consumer that was in there. Or it could be an actual product issue. But either way, you know, pay attention to the trends.
Stop making streetwear.
You can make streetwear.
It
just has to be trendy.
If you want to make money in this business, stop making. Do you see Ronnie Fogg making streetwear?
It's streetwear.
It is streetwear.
It's just different.
That's exactly.
Okay.
It's just better streetwear.
All right.
It's creative.
Well, if that's what you want to call it, then fine.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not traditional streetwear.
Like
traditional streetwear is what Undefeated and Stussy and a lot of those brands are doing.
Yeah, but those brands have like history behind them.
1998 or 1999 or whatever.
So it is a little
Stussy
harder.
Longer than that.
It is a little harder now for a streetwear brand to pop off. I will say that, all right? Unless you have, like, a big celebrity endorser. You get Drake to walk out in any one of those t-shirts slinging at HSS, whatever, it'll fly off the shelves. That's a fact. But that stuff just might not be for us. We're not buying a shirt with a Jordan sneaker on it with Aquaman or whatever. Like, we're not going to buy that.
Okay, but you got the thing is, Kith's, maybe their target audience is sneakerheads. That's not – Kith doesn't make money because they sell stuff only to sneakerheads. They sell stuff to everyone, high society, athletes,
right,
whatever you name
it. But it's still streetwear.
I understand that, but what you're talking about is people that are like matching Jordan t-shirts or whatever might wear streetwear t-shirts. That's a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
The same thing we talked about like episode one with shoes selling and what – you know, Kanye's whatever you want to call it, influence on actual shoe sales is not as high as his influence in the sneaker community because those are two completely different things, and the sneaker community is a tiny piece of all shoe sales. So Kith's not – they're not making all this money off of sneakerheads.
That's true.
What are you talking about? Kanye's influence on sneakerheads?
Well, I think he's saying like his influence is stronger than like his actual sneaker, I think.
His if you're talking about actual sales dollars,
yes.
Which you need, you, I mean, if you want to be successful in business, you need to make money. So
yeah.
Kith's not making all this money off of sneakerheads. They're making money because lots of eclectic, like the base they sell to is much larger than sneakerheads only. Much larger. You're not making a business that big, growing that fast, off selling only to sneakerheads.
That's true.
So who else is going to check out Kith?
I mean, athletes, celebrities, they do wear it. I mean, I wouldn't consider obviously some of these like higher end individuals that like we would probably consider sneakerheads, like Victor Cruz and all of them, they wear that stuff on a regular basis. I mean, I know rappers that strictly wear Kith and stuff like that, and I wouldn't consider them sneakerheads. So, but then you see I see white guys wearing it all the time, like at least on the internet, you know, they're wearing that stuff and like the hoodies and stuff and the jackets. I mean, they do like collaborations with like Columbia. Like they're not just out there doing like Nike stuff and things like that. Their stuff and product flies off the shelves.
Yeah.
And,
but not only Columbia, they're doing right. Tom Brown and a lot other of those stuff. Other brands. A button up shirt is $250. Yeah, the sneakerhead's not buying that.
Like you bought those Sabagos and they're like moccasins, you know. Yeah. They're not a sneaker or anything like that. So I mean, Kith definitely has a formula down, but one thing that Kith does have is its visual appeal.
It's the same thing with Fear God. If you look at Kanye's fan base, they're not necessarily sneakerheads. I mean, they wear Kanye's because he wears them.
Oh well, yeah.
But the people buying his all the clothes that he's selling at PacSun or wherever else, or Yeezy Season One, are not necessarily sneakerheads. They're just people who like Kanye.
I could agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, there are some of those guys who just literally own a Kanye. Like, they'll go pay $1,200 for one Kanye because they don't go and buy all the sneakers that we buy throughout the year. So they'll go and pay $1,000 for like one Pirate Black Yeezy Boost and then just wear the clothes and stuff like that.
So then what defines somebody as a sneakerhead? Because I mean, if you follow Kanye West and if you camp out for Kanye's and you are willing to pay $1,000 for Kanye's, but
good question.
So I mean, what is a sneaker? Because I would have never been led to Kith if it wasn't for the Ronnie Fieg ASIC collaborations, or you know, and after that's what brought me to Kith was my sneakerhead-em. And so what is a sneakerhead?
Right, but why did buying ASICs make you go buy
you might be the only one in here that bought actual Kith clothing.
Yeah, like what about buying an ASIC made you buy Kith pants for $120?
I've never bought a Kith
Bleaker pants or whatever.
I think I bought a US hat a long time.
No. You have
connection there, you is have what I'm versus. Saying.
I have,
you have Navy Mercer.
Oh, you know what? I do have Mercer pants or whatever. I do have a few, but they don't fit. I mean, It's a very good, attractive stuff. It's just the problem is that I don't go to Kith for that. So, like, what brought you to Kith clothing was how they visually set their stuff up.
Well,
the sneakers and the clothing.
The term sneakerhead is a broad term. You can use it for anyone, but someone who only goes and buys Kanye's shoes is not a sneakerhead.
What's a sneakerhead to you?
To you.
Like, what's
Someone who has been involved in the sneaker culture for years and years, knows a lot about the history of the...
Do they have to have sneakers?
Not necessarily, but someone who only goes and buys Kanye's because they like Kanye is not someone who's a shoe collector to me. Maybe a sneakerhead is a dumb word anyways, but a shoe collector is not someone who only goes and buys what Kanye is wearing. Sorry, that's not to me.
A shoe collector or a sneakerhead? A shoe collector will buy a Kanye.
No, someone who only goes and buys what Kanye is wearing is not a shoe collector to me, period.
Right. If that's all they're buying, right? If they're buying that in addition to buying other stuff.
Yeah, I just said only.
Oh, okay.
Someone who's following an artist around because they want to be like that artist, and knock yourself out. This is everyone, you do what you want to do. I'm not going to hate on any of these people who, just want to chase Adidas or for Kanye's line or whatever, but those people are not sneaker or shoe collectors or sneakerheads or whatever term you want to use to me. Those are people that just love Kanye and want to look like him, which is fine.
About you?
I mean, I guess a sneakerhead to me would be, again, in line with what George said, somebody who doesn't go out and get something because of the hype of it or because of the prestige behind it, but because of the story behind it. Like, I understand that there's a lot of newcomers into the sneaker community and a lot of young cats that, you know, aren't old enough to have ever seen Jordan play or, you know, to know the stories behind the shoes that come out. And I see it all the time, like reading through Facebook posts or looking on Facebook groups. And, you know, you got these cats calling things the wrong names or giving information that is inaccurate about certain sneakers. So I guess, you know, when I think of a real sneakerhead, I think of the OG sneakerheads. I think of the guys that, you know, remember watching Jordan play in the flu game or remember watching him, you know, play in Concords and Bred 11s.
But do they have to have them?
They don't have to have them, no. No, you don't have to have them.
Okay.
But just somebody who appreciates where it started and where it came from. I mean,
I don't think I ever really thought about what makes a sneakerhead. I guess you're a sneakerhead if you just know the stuff about it. I mean, we talk about people like, because, I mean, you start to think like, oh, a sneakerhead is somebody who just has tons of sneakers, but... Hey, we watch those Complex Shopping, and we know a lot of them people have tons of sneakers, and they don't know what any of that stuff is called. So,
yeah.
I guess, you know, that is, I mean, a sneakerhead is definitely, I mean, especially, you know, considering how much stuff is, and like, you know, I would never want to say that, like, oh, man, this cat only has like 25 pairs of sneakers. He's not a sneakerhead, or, oh, he only has 5 pairs. I mean, what we've noticed, like, with these new sneakerheads that you brought up is like a lot of them will buy 10 pairs. And they will wear them 4 times, sell them, buy another, sell them, buy another, sell them, buy another. So us, you know, being in the game as long as we have, I mean, our collection is big because we don't just recycle them.
No.
Now, we don't wear them, and we probably should, but we look at them differently. Some of them mean stuff to us. Some of them we just...
The people I'm talking about, I should have mentioned this earlier, is a shoe collector is someone who enjoys the shoes as well. The people who are buying what Kanye is selling, or name whoever you want, Drake or whoever, and solely buying that or buying it because they want, that's their idol, they want to be like that. They're not necessarily buying a $3,000 sweater because they enjoy the sweater, especially the one that has 27 holes in it.
No.
They're buying because they want to be that person. That's not an aficionado.
I'll agree with that. I mean, just like we said about that Just Don Pat, I am not interested in seeing these grown men wearing an OVO hat, an OVO shirt with OVO shoes on. All right. You don't have to make a costume in order to show everybody that you have OVO Drakes on or yes. OVO 10s on. Like, that's just utter nonsense. I seen a cat there wearing an OVO hat, OVO shirt, OVO shoes. Like, don't be corny with it. Like, that's the type of stuff that, like, makes the sneaker community like, what are you doing, man? Like, you see somebody coming up to camp out. Camping out back when we were actually doing it is perfectly fine. But you see somebody coming out camping out in bins. Out there for like 18 hours wearing bins. Like, stop it, man. Like, you're just doing too much. Like, I just don't like making a coin. Now, like, you, Ryan, Jordan, like, we have a lot of sneakers, all right? We have a lot of sneakers. We enjoy them. We collect them. I guess you want to say that. We sell them, you know, whatever we can do with them. I mean, we'll let them sit in the closet for a while. And we'll sell them to get something else. We'll do something like that. But we know the history of a sneaker. We know the names of a sneaker. We know how to cop sneakers. We go the extra mile to do something for sneakers. A real sneakerhead isn't that guy that just gets on Facebook like, yo, anybody, can you help me out with a size 9? Like, did you put the footwork in? Did you get on Twitter? Did you get on Facebook? Did you make your phone calls? Did you camp? Like,
oh, if you're,
those aren't sneakerheads to me.
This day and age, if you don't know how to get a shoe by now, because it's become so much easier now than it was 5 years ago, 4 years ago. If you can't get a shoe that you want this day and age, then you don't know what you're doing.
You have period. No idea what you're doing.
You're not putting in any effort.
When they sold out, when we grew up, that was it.
That was it. They were gone. And you had to pay resale for them. But
actually,
that's the other thing about...
if you could find it. Most people didn't resell shit.
Yeah,
back
not back then.
And that's the other Jordan thing about it is, you know, like you said, it's keeping the shoe. It's not necessarily just keeping it, but, you know, there's shoes in my collection that I have because... It reminds me of growing up, or it reminds me of something from my childhood, or a shoe that I had that was meaningful to me, and it gets re-released. And it's like, you know, so I guess sneakerhead to me is somebody that can relate to the history of the shoes. And I guess you will have a whole new era of sneakerheads coming in now with the retiring of Kobe and eventually the retiring of LeBron and things like that, that will be going out and they'll be buying those shoes that they had when they were kids because their sneakers are now being retroed. So I guess it's unfair for me to just say that the Jordan era is the true era of the sneakerhead, because there is a whole nother era coming and starting now.
Man, there are people in Europe who don't own, maybe not even know who Jordan is, don't even own one Nike shoe possibly. You know, Adidas has been around a lot longer than Nike has, so has Puma, so a lot of those brands. So some of those people just collect vintage Adidas shoes. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say they're not a shoe collector, but, you know, the American, obviously,
but if I run into, whatever, if I run into
Jordan is involved,
whoever who has these Adidas collections, if I say, yo, what is that? I need to know what it is. Like, I don't like when it's like, oh, this is just, you know, this has to be something to me. You come in my closet and you see that shiny black patent leather and you see that crisp white and you say, what are they? I say, yo, these are the Concord 11s that every single person hated. Maybe not everyone. Most. When they first dropped out, everyone hated them. Them joints sat on shelves, okay? This means something to me because it was something that I either couldn't get back then or something that's just one of the most iconic sneakers ever. It's just it's one of the most recognizable shoes on earth. Playoff 12s. They're just recognizable. And yes, like you said, like it didn't necessarily I don't know. I kind of feel like it did just start with Jordan because that was in the era of winning. That's when you saw an athlete doing something that we had never seen before. That's when you had your Andre Agassi's out there looking like Guns N' Roses out there playing tennis. And you had your
Ken Griffey Jr.
You had your Ken Griffey Jr., young cat, super cool dude.
Crushing home runs.
Backwards hat. You was like, I want to be that cat. Yeah, like, that Deion was Sanders. Tight. Deion Sanders out there with the jerry curl and the gold chains. You wanted them Deion Sanders.
You did.
You saw Bo Jackson out there playing two sports. You was like, yo, whatever he has on, I think if I wear his shoes, I can play two sports. I can do what he can do. And a lot of that stuff right now, those cats that was in that area are us. We're in our 30s. Yep. We're in our mid-30s, almost 40s. And, you know, at times it could get immature and it could get ridiculous and a little daunting. But, you know, especially when us as grown men are sitting around complaining about all these L's we take from Nike. I mean, we have our phones in our hands waiting for a sneaker to drop, like a shoe that we used to just be able to walk into a store and buy. Yep. And now we have to compete with actual quote-unquote bots and millions of other quote-unquote sneakerheads. Like, it's just – and resellers and just people like, I'll give it a shot. I mean, you have those people that are like, I'll just try. It popped up on my phone. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the people that are in the resale game or designing these bots don't even care about shoes, to be honest with you. It's money making.
Oh, absolutely. So, it's a huge money making. I mean, I remember the
resale
market's
billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. The add to cart services used to run anywhere from $15 to $500 a pop. I mean, you hit a few of those and you're good for, I mean, that's a month's worth of pay to some people.
That's a fact. But hey, man, the business is in selling the bot, you know, and people are selling it. So, hey, man, I got nothing against them. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to make sure that, like, we don't just get too far into it and lose our minds to where we're just talking nonsense. And I'm not trying to be that 50-year-old man, you know, sitting around complaining about them L's Nike gave us. You know, we just out here trying to, you know, talk sneakers, be about sneakers, and, you know, just move the culture forward. So,
I mean, we might have grown up in one of the greatest
we did
athletic eras ever.
All that stuff that we had back then is coming
still
back out.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these kids are, you know, buying it. Some of that stuff is sitting on shelves, you know, but hey, man, God bless them. So, anyways.
All right. Last time, or maybe the last 2 weeks, we talked about what was coming out this week, and we can still mention that a little bit, but I want to change it up a little bit. What is the next shoe that you're looking for to get that you want badly?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know either.
I'm so angry about all my boots being canceled. I'm, like, not in the mood to do anything. Like, all I want are some NMDs, all right, and a 9.5, all right? I have a 10 in the always, but I need a 9.5. And those, and I preferably want some blacks, I want some navies, and I want some all whites and a 9.5. I want some Ultra Boosts, but I want to pay retail. I'm not paying above retail for Ultra Boosts right now. I want those at retail, and I'll be good for now. I mean, obviously, I'm going to keep trying for these Kobes, but honestly, after 4 and 5 and 6 today, I'm just not interested in those anyway. If I got any of those Kobes, I'd be looking to trade them or sell them. So, and that's just facts. Like, I'm not wearing no 7. I'm not wearing no 8. And especially when I get up to them high boots, I ain't wearing those either. So
trade it for a 4 or 5.
All right, we'll see what happens. I've been looking at prices today.
I'd wear that Kobe 8 faded black.
Which one's the 8? Is that the one we bought the most of?
Yeah, it's purple.
I might buy, but that's not a $200 shoe to me. Like, just that solid color like that, I'm not, $200, it just seems like a lot
it
for
is,
that.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know. I mean, I go back and forth just because I do like Jordan Lowe's on the 9 low that comes out next weekend. That Derek Anderson 9 low.
Dookie.
But the next one, what I mean.
That black one?
Yeah,
that
the black and red
so
one.
So cheap.
Dookie.
But I don't mind 9 lows, but those look bad.
Yeah. I mean, the only one that I'm really looking forward to owning, and I should have bought yours and you sold it, Greg, but is the flu game, the leather flu game again. I mean, I want that. That's one that I definitely want to add.
Well, I took an L on French Blues. I imagine those flu games are going to fly off the shelves.
I can imagine.
And
I'm kind of looking forward to these uncaged Ultra Boosts that are coming out, not the ones that people are customizing, the ones that are actually coming out themselves. I want to see what they look like.
Bring yours next week. I'll uncage it for you right here on air.
You're looking forward to watching it come out, but you ain't looking to have one because you ain't getting one. All right. None of us are getting them. All right.
We didn't even try on most of those releases that came out. Right. So, I mean, that's.
None of us are getting them.
I mean, I have 3 Ultra Boosts already, all for retail. So,
okay.
I got 3 as well for retail.
Yeah, you too. You know what?
Hey, you got one for
retail.
I'm
not trying to make you feel worse. I'm just saying, like, it's not
exactly. I have a women's pair, all right?
It's not exactly the hardest thing in the world. I mean, if I can jump online on Just Don Restock and get a pair of those, I can get a pair of Uncaged Ultra Boosts.
Oh, you haven't got a confirmation yet, so let's jump.
You like how George...
I did get a confirmation. I didn't get a shipping confirmation.
You like how George...
I got an order confirmation, yes.
Told us about the Just Don Restock after he got his?
After he
that No, that's false. If you go back and look in the text messages, I said it's not adding to cart. And then...
And then you said you had 27 pairs.
Exactly. So
I said, give me one. You said, nope.
So if anybody's looking, well, George has 3 full size runs for yeah, resale.
37 pairs, and it came to about $87,000. So.
You gonna wear autumn hats at once?
I think I'm good.
Autumn leather hats at once.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to some new stuff coming out. I am looking forward, obviously, to any of the, and maybe the only one set to come out. Left of the pack is the black toe low OG ones. Definitely looking forward to those.
Out of what?
Excuse me?
Black toes ones, Jordan ones.
Where'd those you see all that?
They're coming out again?
I didn't see them anywhere. It's the only one that hasn't released of all the ones that OGs they made.
I thought they already, black toes already released.
No, he's talking about the OG lows.
Lows.
Yes, yeah. I have the black toe highs. I'm talking about the lows. All those low colors that have come out.
Have they got pictures of those yet?
No,
I'm saying it's the last.
You heard
color
it here first.
The ones that, I'm looking forward exclusive. To see if that one's coming out.
George, breaking news. George is breaking news.
I haven't even bought the Chicago ones. I need those.
Bro. Yeah, you need to get on those.
I mean, I don't need.
You know what I'm mad about? Because I was waiting for him to. I was waiting for him to hit the clearance racks at Finish Line. I wanted those Reebok Question Lows so badly.
Those suck.
And they pulled them all off the shelves, recalled them all because of bleeding from the toe box.
Well, then you should have just sat outside when they were taking them to the loading dock and grabbed them. Those are awful.
High snobiety Ultra Boost. Not even going to try. I didn't even try for the Soul Box ones even though I wanted them.
I'm too defeated to try that stuff. Every single time I try a release or something like that, I can't get them. And them high snobiety, they look like the gray ones. They look like the gray ones or the silver
yes,
ones.
Yes, they do. But if you look at the pictures closer... they're actually material? No, but it's like a cleaner look than the other two gray ones that came out. I don't know. I saw a picture today where they looked a lot better than those other ones. So
when those come out,
the Soul Box ones though have suede on them. They're uncaged, obviously, and the colors really pop with the gray and the red, or you know, solar red or what you want to call it. But that suede on there is a nice little hit.
Wait, the suede on what?
Last week's the Soul Box one.
Those are suede.
There is suede on the shoe.
I didn't know that. Was that on the tongue?
No, it might be, but it's in the back like panel around the heel. Yeah.
I have a random question for you guys, off topic.
No.
How much does adding the Nike Air back onto Jordans make you guys want to copy it?
Means nothing to
Means
me.
Means nothing?
I don't care.
Nothing at all.
The colors being more like the original is more important to me.
It just doesn't matter. I don't care if they come out with better materials. I don't come out. If I already bought it, I will never buy it again. That's a fact. If I didn't buy it, then maybe I will. But I'm not going to buy it again. You're not going to sit there and fool
that's
me.
That's not true.
I'm about to make you. I'm about to make you.
I didn't buy Bread Force.
I'm about to make you.
Well, that's your fault.
I'm about to make you eat your
own. Yeah, so I can buy those. And see, that makes sense.
What do you mean can? You can do whatever you want.
Yes, but I'm not going to sit there and like have a closet with a Bread Force with a Jordan in the back and be like.
You wouldn't buy a bunch of shit Jordans you didn't want anyways, though.
Like what?
Like anything. You're not just going to buy a random because you didn't have it originally.
So if you had Breads with the Jumpman on the back, you would not buy the Nike Air.
I have white cements with the Jumpman in the back. I didn't go buy the
new
ones.
You want them.
But you wanted them.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you want them after the fact. You want them now.
No, I did not.
You wanted them that day.
I said I was not going to pay that much money for them. I got them for other people.
And then after the release, you said I want them now. Yes. If they're worn or whatever you said. Yes, you said that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
So let me ask you this. I'm going to eat your own dookie right now. Black infrared come out with a Nike Air on the back. You're not copping them?
That's different, but I still wouldn't. I got like 7 pairs. No.
You would cop them. You would take out another view from the 6 credit card.
If those joints came out and like let's say the infrared looked different. If it was like the infrared, because everyone complained on these last ones that the infrared looked pink, didn't bother me. I didn't really notice at all.
No.
So if they drop a 2000 version of the Jordan 6 black infrared and the infrared does look different, then I will cop.
But I will not cop
just because it says Nike in the
back. And a white infrared.
No, I don't even wear the ones I got.
September blue.
Those all suck. All right. Too much white on those.
All
right.
They all
shoes
suck.
With too much white like that, they're for the, kids.
The confirmation did come out today about, I don't know if you guys remember from last year, they said they're done releasing threes for a long time. Well, that's a lie because the black cement threes with the Nike Air are coming out.
When?
Cyber Monday this year.
I got to go because I'm going to start camping right now.
I would feel ridiculous buying those. I had like 2 or 3 pairs. And I don't own one right now.
You're buying them.
Are you buying?
No.
Okay.
Facts. Right.
Hey, pin that on the website. Pin that at the top of the website.
Why would you guys buy them? You guys?
I didn't say I was buying them. I'm asking the question.
Are you buying them?
I'm the question. I'm the person asking the questions here.
I know you buy them. Buy everything.
Everything. I'm buying Space Jams again.
I might buy them to flip.
You still have like doubles of the last Space Jams.
And I'm buying doubles.
Why would you buy him again?
He's got triples of things he doesn't wear. Okay, so let's not go into what Semple has.
But once you have, I just don't understand that. To me, that's like, I guess it's sneakerhead, I guess, but I consider that like the anti-sneakerhead.
What's
where
that?
You have doubles of DS Space Jams in a closet, and you're like, oh, I'm buying them again.
Wait, yours are dead stock.
One pair.
Why are you going to buy more?
And he's going to buy them again this year.
I mean, it is Ryan Semple, so there's no reason
because
to ask that question.
Because they're 7 years old now.
What does that
I'm
going to
buy a new pair.
Okay.
And do what with it?
Wear it?
Hope the materials.
But you didn't wear the 7-year-old.
Because I heard the 09 Space Jams. Anything
I still own, I will never purchase again. Ever.
Okay, wait a minute. No, there's a difference between owning 2 pairs and not ever buying again and owning 1 pair of something where the color is completely different. I bought the white cement 4s, even though I had the 12 pair. The color's different. The original color blocking is
that's
back.
Your grail, though. You can
exactly.
Do whatever you
so
want.
Exactly. I'm buying the 4s, too. Even though I have the 4s.
Hey, man.
And I care less about the Nike Air. I care about the original color being correct on the shoe, or at least close as possible.
Man, it wasn't that dramatically better where it was like.
It's pretty different.
I mean, it's different. Like, this one's here, this one's here. Walking down the street, you just got cement 4s on. They don't look, unless I can see the Nike in the back, they're just cement 4s. That's all they are. And the Bread 4s.
I never thought that.
What
when
are
I looked
Bread 4s going to be
the
different?
2012 pair.
How Bread 4s going to be different? Because the other Bread 4s that dropped, they look good to me. I don't know what's different. They weren't like better materials.
I have no idea.
It's
going to
be
that.
Nike in the back.
But I don't have 2 or 3 pairs with a dead stock pair.
Yeah, but the pair
I have
that you
one
had,
that I've
and
worn.
It's really good. It's not trash.
And I
only
have one of those.
Yeah, I've probably worn it 3-4 times.
But see, that to me, even if I have a shoe that I've worn 3-4 times, I know my shoes aren't trash. I know they're not trash. They're not creased. They're not beat up. Nothing. I would never buy it again.
But Space Jams are different. Space Jams are different.
Why?
Because Space Jams and Concords.
How could you buy it? How could you own a dead stock pair? I'm sure the pair that you wore, you probably wore what, once,
that
twice?
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It's different.
Why?
Because it's the Space Jams.
I mean, is it because the movie came out when you were a kid, or is your first Jordan, or what?
It's just because it's an 11. That's it. It's just buying it.
And it's because, yeah, it's the Space Jams.
When was the last time you wore the ones you have? That's probably the best
one. 8 months ago?
Lies.
I'll go on my IG right now.
Man. You just showed it.
8 months ago, it needs more.
If you have a dead stock pair, don't buy those. Because that's exactly what they do. They're feeding off of people like you. Like, oh, yo, I got four at the house. And I'm copping a like, it just doesn't make any sense. I will never do that. I have six pair of infrared sticks at the house. Grails, all right? I couldn't buy another one. I couldn't, all right?
You have six pairs.
Six, yeah.
Yeah, I have two. So what are you talking about?
Yes, it's the same thing. Way, it's multiple of the same
either
one.
Way, it just doesn't matter. Even if I had wore every single one, there's no way. I can't do it. Like, I couldn't even tell you the word the last time I wore a six.
He actually wore one. Well, you said you were going to wear one just to play golf, just to see, ruin it, so you could have to open another pair up.
That's a fact.
And did you wear it to play golf?
No. Oh, actually, did I? I seen your picture.
I have no idea. You said you did.
No, I think I did wear it.
You got one pair super muddy. I remember that.
Oh, I think I was playing golf. Yeah, I think I did wear it playing golf. But I don't care, man. I'm a sneakerhead, cuz.
Yes.
Okay? That's you.
Last time I wore the Space Jams was, never mind.
Yeah,
March 9th of 2014.
Look at, oh my God, and wants two more pairs.
The fact that you have the history of when you wore something.
Yeah, that's also
on my IG.
That's also ridiculous.
That's what those, God, those.
You things. So you take a picture every single day you wear something.
No, but I took a picture that day because it was a Space Jam. All
right. How many likes? Enough out of you.
If you ain't got 20 likes, bro.
21.
You barely made it. I'm going to say, you ain't got 20 likes, man. It don't even matter.
You're going to have to hand all your credit cards over to the Sneak Diss team, B.
That's real. We got to pay some students.
Something I noticed here on Simple's cheat sheet, he's got the camo NMD. I actually do want that, the white and grayish camo NMD. Super fresh. I hope they – well, here's the thing. There's four different pairs. Hopefully they release all the same day. And – people are focused on the one that is like the solar red and gray or whatever. There's also a blue one. The white one is dope.
The blue one's all right. That solar red and gray one, that one is ugly.
No, it's all right. But no, the white and gray one is the one I want.
I mean, that'd be the only one I'd try for, but I'd probably take another L. I'm very depressed right now. I take nothing
but
L's.
Well, you got a concussion, too.
And I was...
Concussion City.
Man, don't even talk about that.
It was like
Carol City. Because I got a crazy headache, all right? Let me tell you something. Don't be out there swinging your putter around when you're out there golfing. I swung my putter around and hit the back of my head. I'm going to knock myself out. But I played my best round of golf ever, though.
and we don't believe it.
Hey, man, that's a fact. And I ain't been out there in a long time. But
all right, so what about...
Anyways, watched that championship game last night?
Oh, yes. Well, hold on a second. We got one more question here.
What was the question?
We just wanted to mention that Concepts City Rivalry Pack because we thought it was a pretty cool idea that Concepts had an event at a hotel.
Tell me about it.
And was releasing the shoes there. So apparently you book at the Times Square W, I believe. Book a room. You get two tickets to the party or four tickets to the party, four pairs of shoes when you check in, something like that. And they did a city pack where you get I'm assuming the New York pair is the Statue of Liberty because it's that – emerald green, diamond green, Tiffany, whatever color that is.
Which
is kind of overplayed.
The first time you ever heard about this.
I've never heard this.
We just talked about it. We talked about it last week.
We talked about it in text.
I probably missed like that.
Concepts, I think they're 97s.
You have to get a hotel room to get them?
I don't know if that's the only way you can get them, but they are not going online.
In a week.
From other retailers or
from Concepts the following week?
Are you sure about that? Yeah. Okay. You haven't seen the pictures of the box?
I seen one.
One of them is like a Cracker Jack box, yeah. And the other one is – so one pair, in other words, to go back, one pair is Boston and one pair is New York City. It's a rivalry pack. The Boston pair is based on – and it's actually the better one, and I think it's actually super clean color blocking, but it's based on Fenway Park, the original color and the new color and the original color of the ballpark at some point when it was red or green painted over red. You can see the some of the green paint chipping away to show the red. So the shoe's half green, half red. It's pretty dope. The New York pair looks like any of these diamond shoes you've seen recently, Ronnie Feig, whatever else, kind of overplayed in my opinion, but I'm assuming the point is the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, but it's not the only way to get them, at least right now, but it's a package that they're offering to where you get to go there, be a part of the release party, get some shoes. You get a bottle too, right? Did you mention that?
Yeah, so you check in, you get a certain number of tickets to the party, you get either two or four pairs of shoes, and then you get a bottle of your choice, which I don't know if that's like a VIP thing at the party or for the room or what it is, but you know, I looked into the pricing. It's not actually bad when you consider you get four pairs of shoes. I think it was $800 for the night for the hotel room. You get all that other stuff. So that's basically $200 a pair, plus you're getting all that other stuff. That's not terrible.
What if I wanted especially to get with, shoes?
Especially when you consider what New Balances cost these days.
Hey, man, I'm not getting no hotel room to buy shoes, all right?
You don't have to buy the shoe on top of the hotel room. It comes with it.
Right. But why do I got to get a hotel room?
You don't have to. It's part of the experience.
Yeah, to be part of the party.
Yeah, you go to the release party, you get your sneakers. Like, it's almost like you're getting the hotel and the party for free.
If it happened out here or in L.A. or something, I think we would go.
I would go.
And it was like,
in fact, we wouldn't go.
And it was like
unless they're taking government discounts, I might.
$800
It's $800 and you get four pairs. That's $200 a pair. We pay that for terrible shoes.
There's clubs that cost less than that to get into.
Remember, you got maroon sixes?
Or more than that to get into.
But I just, it's too much. That's additional work. I mean, I just don't get it. Why can't them joints just,
what do you mean,
guys,
additional work? I don't get it.
Why do I get
You're guaranteed
get a hotel
the shoes.
Room?
You don't need to fight bots on the internet or camp or anything. You just show up.
Oh, you think ain't nobody camping at that hotel trying to get a room?
I went online. I could have booked a room plenty of times.
And you guaranteed to get a pair?
Yes, guaranteed two pairs pair. Or they four pairs. A pair There's a package with two pairs or four pairs. Like I said, you know, it's not something that I obviously wouldn't go to New York or Boston to do it, but it's pretty cool thing considering no other I don't know. Simple, you thought someone else did it last year?
I thought somebody else did something similar that they did. You got a hotel,
maybe, possibly.
You got a hotel and a release party invite, and then you got the shoe.
This is a pretty dope idea, I think, for a collab shoe. I think it's New Balance 997, which is actually a pretty expensive shoe.
I had never heard that. I never even read about the pack. I've seen the pictures. I obviously seen the mint ones and thought the mint ones were... They look like all the other mint ones. Yeah,
exactly.
I think I'm actually over mint right now. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
absolutely. Mint on a shoe. Yeah, but the Boston pair is actually really clean.
I mean, hey, man. I don't even know why I'm complaining about it because I'd probably be right at the hotel as well. So, me, the wife, and the kids. So, I'd walk out as many pairs as I possibly could.
But. So, Concepts will be releasing both pairs online April 9th at noon Eastern.
Okay, which is this weekend anyways.
This weekend.
All right.
Games? You say you get tickets? Tickets to what?
Tickets to the party.
The release party. The party.
So no baseball game tickets or something?
No.
No, I don't think so.
That'd be even better.
All right.
Well, you get like a ferry to Ellis Island?
Yes, they give
you guys. You guys got to go research what John Oliver from HBO did for with like 8 Yankees tickets or 6 Yankees tickets or something. It was pretty funny, but we could talk about that later. Well, but Philly. Yo, shout out to Philly. Finally not taking a L for once. Can't say the same about Cleveland. Sorry, Simple. Philly, Villanova, champions.
That was tight. That was tight. Like I said, man, I tweeted out that every single, I don't care, boy or girl, has played, got a basketball, was in the driveway, at the park, at their school.
Meek Mill?
Anywhere. At work, anywhere. And has counted down 3-2-1 for the championship and made the shot, and imagine they won the championship. And that kid actually went out there, shot that three from about, what was that, like 32?
Well,
he was far.
Yeah, 28 feet. So
once NCAA's is closer.
Yeah.
He was quite a bit back from that one. So yeah, he might have been an NBA.
28-footer or something.
Drained it. All right, like it was nothing. And after that shot that NC had threw in, I mean, just deflated. I mean... memes were everywhere.
Marcus Page's three that he made may have been the most iconic three possibly in NCAA tournament history until 4.7 seconds later.
I thought it was going to overtime for certain. I was like, I thought for certain. I didn't think I didn't think North Carolina or Villanova was going to get into it. And with Villanova's history of, like, falling flat every year in the tournament, I definitely didn't see them winning anything. Getting to the championship, to me, was good enough for them. But winning it, man, that was a good game, man.
Yes,
it
was.
I thought it was tight, man.
Probably the best championship game I've seen since 1997.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the better ones. Like, I definitely was excited to see that, so... But, I mean, it was a good game. Like I said, college basketball is over with. NBA is about to wind up. We got the Warriors. Actually, the Warriors lost that week of the last podcast we did to the Celtics.
To the Celtics, yes.
Lost to the Celtics at home, which was kind of crazy. I mean, the Celtics are a good team, you know. And there's just some teams that you just don't match up well with, which I understood, you know. But, hey, you know, they definitely went out there. You know, sorry, guys. Something just dropped, and we're all trying to cop on our phones right now. Some navy blue just dropped.
Last week on the show, we talked about, I mentioned that the Warriors had a 71% chance to win at least 73 games, and then they beat Utah that night, which we talked about on the show, and then their percentage chance went up to 87%. So it was looking pretty good. And then the Celtics came to town. I imagine Golden State's chances are pretty good, but they got to go 5-1. Or, well, I don't know, it might be 4-1 by now until through the rest of the season. So, like I said, I think they go 72-10.
I think they're going to go 69-11.
Haven't they already? Are they playing for 70 tonight, or have they gotten to 70 already? They're playing for 70 tonight, aren't they?
You said they were going to break the record 1 week, and then now you're talking about they're about to go.
They're not going to break the record.
69-11, you're missing two games there, bub. Oh, but anyways.
Sorry. 71-11.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, bro.
So let's see here. Let me check the scores. So Golden State is at home against Minnesota tonight to get to 70 wins. I think we can put that one in the books, fellas.
I do, because Minnesota is disappointing. Even though they got all that young talent, they still suck. And Sam Mitchell sucks as a coach. Seems like a good guy, but I just don't understand him. And obviously, he got that position due to Flip Saunders passing away. But, hey, man, count that as a W for the Warriors. It might be a close one, but it'll be a W for certain.
One thing I forgot to mention on that college basketball championship game. Did you guys see the video afterwards of the mascot from UNC getting punched in the face or toppled over,
not.
Whatever it was. Yeah, it was pretty good. You got to give
that
a look.
You get punched in the face,
it's hard to tell on the video. You got to give that a look on you got to give it a look on either Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, because it probably the funniest thing from the game last night.
Just copped my navy blue boost.
I think that site might be fakes.
What? yeah, right. That site better not be fake. Hey, I just gave
You just gave them $203.
No, I didn't. Don't listen to him, Rocio.
Dang.
Did you cop him? What happened? It said no?
No.
What happened?
He ain't got trigger no shy.
He had to check his account.
He ain't got no money, man. He gotta ask his girlfriend. Can I buy these? He had to check his accounts. Babe. Can I buy these, babe? Babe.
This website has a lot of pictures on it that don't click.
I ain't never been to that website. There was a lot of things going on weird on that site. They asked too many questions. All right.
But where were those pairs? Where are those pairs from?
Is that United States?
That's why I'm not. That's why I'm
not. I don't care if them joints come from Iraq. I got me a pair. All right. I don't care who. Where did
you find the website?
It was in a Facebook group.
Them joints could come from Pakistan. I don't care. I got me a pair finally. All right. I'm not sure I'm a fan of what the streetwear plug. I don't know what that is, but shout out to them if they're going to send me my confirmation. So, But we are on a split decision on the Warriors making it. Ryan said the Warriors aren't going to make it. George says they're going to tie.
You must have got the last pair because they're out of stock now.
I think they'll make it. I mean, why not? They have to. I mean, it would be devastating if they didn't. So.
Well, they're playing tonight. This game starts in 20 minutes. Then they've got two against Memphis and two against San Antonio to close the season out.
Well, God bless them. So, anyways, anything else going on? Anything else new? What else y'all guys got?
I think the only other things in the past week that that I know of is Batman vs. Superman came out.
Never saw it yet. You saw it, George?
You saw it, George?
Did not see it because of the reviews. The reviews were awful. We talked about that.
I'm not going to go see it because of that.
It's a,
well, I'm not going to pay to go see it in the theater, but I'm definitely going to, obviously, because on video.
Well, I went and saw it. I mean, it's definitely worth seeing. You just have to go into it with not having the expectations that it is supposed to be the greatest comic book movie that you'll ever see. Because if you go into it thinking that, then you're definitely going to be disappointed.
Deadpool is the greatest comic book movie I've ever seen.
Deadpool was. It was.
Was? What do you mean? That's past tense.
Is. Deadpool is.
No, it's not. I haven't seen it yet.
But you haven't seen it, but you want to offer an opinion. Eat this pile of feces and get Ebola.
I think what we need to do is we can movie hop. We'll do a sneak this movie hop. We'll buy a ticket to Batman vs. Superman, and we'll just finish it and movie hop into the next Deadpool.
Whoever wants to bail Simple out of jail, let us know. We'll put you in contact.
Simple loves making plans and never show
we'll
up.
We'll do a movie fest.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, anything else, fellas? This entire podcast was pretty much sneakers today.
It was all sneakers.
Nah.
It was a good
It was culture in general. I mean, NBA players taking L's this week, so the content is a little light.
You know, people were pretty good.
It was a quiet world.
Today, since it's Tuesday, so.
MLB opening day was yesterday.
It was opening day, yeah.
It was.
I know Gregory doesn't care because he thinks 162 games is too many. I grew up on baseball. Baseball was probably the first sport I played. Baseball, soccer, and golf were probably the first sports I played, but I ended up quitting all of them and played basketball, which was a terrible decision because when you're 5'11 and white, good luck, buddy.
You're not white. Anyways. the Indians took an L today to the Boston Red Sox.
Gosh, you guys
Had opening day with like 13 fans.
Yeah, all three.
Shout out to Simple.
Oh my gosh! You know, no Cleveland talk today. We talk about Cleveland every single episode. I mean, we're just gonna make it. You know, in the studio, we're gonna just put up a map of the United States, and on the state of Ohio is gonna be the Jordan crying face.
But the Cavs beat the Bucks.
The Bucks suck. Although they can beat the Warriors for some odd reason. Anyways, you know, like we said, through our website at the sneak. I mean, sorry, www.thesneakdisc.com. I don't know why I said the www, but thesneakdisc.com. We're gonna put up our etiquette issues for sneaker conventions. I would definitely, hopefully, you guys go check that out. Go to our Twitter @_sneakdisc. Go to our IG @thesneakdisc. Anything else, fellas?
Follow us on Stitcher. We're up on iTunes.
Definitely.
YouTube.
Definitely.
You can run the podcast off the website. So get at us.
That's the most important thing.
If you guys have any questions or comments, feel free to leave them for us on our Instagram, through our Twitter,
Stitcher,
leave them on YouTube. Any feedback is appreciated.
Go to these websites and review our podcast. Review and rate our podcast if you can. You know, if you have an iPhone, you have iTunes, you have a download on your desktop, go to those websites, go to iTunes, rate and review our podcast. It definitely helps.
And if
us
you
out.
Have ideas, one of these episodes we probably should do like question and answer where we have people send email, Twitter, IG questions in, and we just sit here and answer it for a whole podcast or half podcast.
And let us know your feedback on sneaker. Yeah, well, the culture and also on sneaker event etiquette. And any topics that you would like us to discuss. We're working on trying to get some interviews lined up for the next few weeks.
We expected to have somebody in here today, but, you know, stuff didn't work out. So
stuff.
I think we're going to bring in somebody. Like we said, we want to bring in somebody that, you know, that we kind of personally know and our discussions that we have. So I think soon we'll be having a discussion about females with sneakers and bringing a couple lady sneakerheads in here, see what their opinion is, you know, that we know. So, but we'll see you down the road. So, says the Sneak Disc.